From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Tornadoes that have torn through nearly 20 communities in Massachusetts have killed at least four people. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has declared a state of emergency.
There's been extensive property damage. Some 48,000 customers of National Grid and Western Mass Electric are without power.
Patrick has called up hundreds of National Guard troops to help with search and rescue efforts and to remove debris. And Kurt Nickish of member station WBUR in Boston says there will be a lot of debris to remove.
In Springfield, the state's third largest city, a tornado stacked parked cars like Legos, tore roofs off houses like they were orange peels, and blew the walls away from an apartment building, leaving the interior looking like a diorama. Emergency crews grappled through the night, tending to injuries and sheltering people whose homes were ripped apart. Downed power lines and toppled trees were blocking roads, slowing the emergency response. The daylight hours may give the first real sense of the extent of the damage. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickish in Boston.
South Dakota's governor is urging people to evacuate from some areas of the state's Capitol Pier and two other towns by tonight as Missouri River floodwaters bear down on the region. Linda Larson owns an RV park in Yankton, South Dakota. She tells KSFY-TV she's prepared but worried.
We've taken off decks and fences, and it's really hard to see that happen.
Emergency levees are being constructed in South Dakota, but still more than 1,600 homes and businesses could be threatened by the flooding. The World Health Organization says the strain of E. coli bacteria that has killed 17 people in Europe and sickened more than 1,500 others has never been seen before. NPR's Philip Reeves reports the outbreak has prompted Russia to halt all imports of raw vegetables from European Union nations.
Russia says the ban will remain until European scientists track down the source of this, one of the most deadly E. coli outbreaks in recent times. This move's not gone down well at the EU. It annually exports hundreds of millions of dollars worth of vegetables to Russia. EU officials say they're going to protest to Moscow, saying the ban's disproportionate. The Germans initially blamed the outbreak on cucumbers from Spain, but they changed their minds and apologised to Madrid. The more than 1,500 people now infected are mostly in Germany or recently travelled there, including several people in the US. German officials know there's a link to fresh vegetables, but say the source could be anywhere from the farm to the fork and may never be found. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Officials say the U.S. and Pakistan will work together to capture top terrorism suspects in Pakistan. The formation of a joint intelligence team comes after the U.S. raid that killed Osama bin Laden in Pakistan. This is NPR News from Washington. Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan has survived a no-confidence vote in Parliament, but he says he's willing to step down, perhaps this fall, when the country's recovery from the earthquake and tsunami takes hold. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner meets with freshman lawmakers on Capitol Hill today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports it's part of the Obama administration's effort to get Congress to raise the government's legal limit on borrowing.
The freshman class of House members is dominated by fiscal conservatives, many of whom campaigned against higher government debt. Despite those promises, the Obama administration says lawmakers need to increase the government's credit limit. Otherwise, Assistant Treasury Secretary Mary Miller warns, they're risking a default that would result in higher borrowing costs for everyone.
This is a very important thing for Congress to do, and to do in a timely way so that we don't rattle the financial markets or cause any economic damage.
The Treasury Department says the drop-dead date for raising the debt ceiling is August 2nd. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The stock market opens this morning after a day in which stocks suffered their biggest losses since last summer. The Dow Industrials fell 279 points, and the broader S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ composite both dropped more than 2%. Economist Hugh Johnson says it's a time of reassessment in the financial markets.
Investors are very, very concerned that this economy is not recovering as fast as we had thought. And everybody is going sort of back to the drawing board and revising downward their estimates for what's going to be the outcome in 2011 and also 2012.
Asian markets are reacting to Wall Street's losses with declines of their own today. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.